service for the next hour. Right now, just going to stand pat, see if we have any early check-ins. Again, this is the K2IRB group. WV2YZX. Target Charlie, do we have anyone else out there? Have you had anything had to do with Charlie? Very good. Everything is back together again after our event and working fine. And I just to see the pictures you took. Where did you take any pictures? And, give me a chance. Send me those log sheets. I have a master database of all our QSOs. I want to add them in there. So, back to you. I'd be glad to do that. Yeah, I took the pictures. When I take pictures in this little camera, it takes the pictures 2 and 3 megs. So I have to meld them down into a manageable size. Maybe 1 is maximum there. So when I get to work tomorrow, I'll send them along to you and we'll ship them out. Yeah, I had quite a few nice shots there. Already have about a dozen requests for the certificates. I started sending them out yesterday. By the way, how does this thing sound? I'm on that new diamond antenna on the roof here, Dad. It's noisy, but perfectly copyable. And noisy as in what? Just not enough signal? So you're not full quality, but about what I need. This is the way I normally hear you anyway. All right, I'm trying something different now. Is this any better? This is the K2IRT group. This is much better, actually. All right. I went from the low power, 5 watts, to the high power, I think it's 25, so I'll just keep it at this. It should work a little bit better. I don't see any smoke coming out of the rig.
Sounds good over here, Lobby, W2FBR.
I see a Steve out there. How's it going, Steve? At 207th Street?
No, not tonight. No, I'm home. I'm home. I just realized what time it was, and I quick turned the radio on, so I don't know if I'm number 2 or somewhere else down the list, but let me not be a Budinsky. You guys, I don't know who else is in here other than yourself and Charlie, but your radio sounds very good. Leave it up on that high smoke level. WA2AXZ in the group. This is W2FBR.
All right, W2FBR, WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. Well, what I did was on Friday, right before that big, humongous lightning storm, I was up on the roof trying to mount the new Diamond X30 antenna for 2 meters 440. And I was busy sawing the pipe and making the connections and tightening things up. And every few seconds I was looking over my shoulder and you see these black clouds with lightning bolts flying out. And they finally, it got the better of me. And I says, you know, this is not the place to be up on the roof. So I finished up the job on Saturday. And it seems to be doing the job quite well. I noticed one thing on 2 meters. I never had a full S meter reading on from the repeater. Now I let go of the mic and it slams into the corner there. So it looks like it's going to work out pretty good today. Once again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here Thursday night. If anyone else wants to join us, come on in. WB2PUI? If you're on a handheld, you're going to change your position a little bit. It's breaking up very badly. Station is trying to check in. You're not making the repeater. You're not making the repeater there. So if you can just move a little bit or do something and try it again. Are you able to copy the station?
I completely break it up at this end.
We'll get back to him on the next round then. We'll get back to him on the next round. Hopefully he gets closer to the repeater. We'll make some change. But, Steve and Charlie, I'm going to be working at 207 Street Saturday night at midnight till 8 in the morning. Told you that lightning strike destroyed the breaker up there. Well, I'll be calling it a lightning strike. One day I'll tell you the Paul Harvey of the deal here, but I'm going to have to do a little midnight raid there, try to do some work on that old breaker in the yard. But I don't know if you saw what happened over the weekend, Steve, but during that weekend there, they had like a day and a half, 2 days without power up there at the yard, Derek.
Oh, yes, I see their, the AC. Yeah, they had their homemade heavy-duty extension cord going to the breaker box crew room over to Tower A, or vice versa, I think. Whichever one is feeding whichever, I've seen the homemade extension cord going from one building to another. I figured that might have had something to do with it, over.
That extension cord's going to stay there for many, many moons because all the power at 207 Street is hanging on by fingernails. And if Con Edison sneezes and if they happen to lose a cable out in the street, and they do quite frequently over there, they're going to be running generators for quite a few days out at 207 Street. Hey, listen, it happens. But aside from that, Sunday we had a good get-together over at that special event over the Barefoot in the Park. I told Charlie earlier I'm starting to get the QSL requests and certificate requests, so as soon as they come in, I print them up and send them right out. And we'll get Charlie a whole bunch of the pictures. I'll send them out to him, Wally, and the gang, and we'll see what happens from there. Haven't had 5 seconds to myself since Barefoot in the Park, because everyone's been worried about two things, trying to fix that old breaker at 207 Street and wondering if we're going to have a job the next day because of this wonderful massive reorganization they're having. What are you going to do? Well, let's give it over to Charlie one more time and then we'll put out the call again. Hopefully the other station is coming in. WB2YZX, get the K2IRT group.
WB2YZX, WB2YZX, okay, very good. And yeah, look forward to seeing the pictures. Hey, yeah, we did have a good time. The weather was perfect, and I got some time to walk around a little bit and take in some of the sights. I took a little walk along some nature trail there, and then had a hard time finding my way back. It's a lot of little twists and turns and everything, but I could have died out there. At any rate, it was a lot of fun, and it was interesting how many people came up and spoke to us and were interested in what we were doing, and Lovey put out flyers and things of that sort, and all kinds of ARRL literature, and it was actually pretty good, and as far as good public relations and a lot of fun, so something I wouldn't mind doing again. It's a little bit too on the warm side and too noisy a spot, but what the heck, we had fun. Back to you, Lobby. K2IZX, get the K2IRT group.
Well, this is part of our experimentation. We're trying to find places that we can set up and do things. You know, this was an ideal location, you know, scenic-wise, you know, beautiful, overlooking the water. We had a nice building behind us. We had everything pretty much intact. But you're right about the noise. It disrupted your PSK, made 40 meters a nightmare. So there's other places around the city we can play. They say, yeah, maybe, hey, go to the tip of City Island somewhere, but wherever we go, I think we should spend some time out there, bring a couple of portables or some kind of a small antenna, and see what kind of noise we're going to get before we even bother committing ourselves to it. But, you know, we had a great time, had a great time. The park people had a good time, too. And Floyd down in Fielder this afternoon. I had to sign some papers. They're going to let me set up my camper on the end of runway 24 by the historic aircraft hangar. And with the generator and radio and the antenna and the water there, we're going to do the August 30th from 8:15 in the morning till 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll do the Tasmanian special for the 7th. So if anyone happens to be around or on 40 meters 7272, pop by and say hi. Okay, right on the face, I tried to get in earlier. Try it again. Let's see if we can pick you up.
K2WH.
K2WH.
Roger, Northwest New Jersey, you're about to land here. Just wondering what group this is.
This is the K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. We usually meet from here every Thursday night from 8 to 9, get it?
Okay, I just curious, because that's the reason, I don't know, I got information this was N2ROW, but I guess it's not.
Repeater is ROW, the repeater is ROW. But they kindly let us borrow it for an hour once a week to get the group together from the radio club, yeah?
That explains the confusion on my end, why I'm here, and I'm also on 441-100. Very good. I'll just be sitting here listening. My name is Bill. I'm in West Milford, New Jersey. Repeater is about an S9 over here. Over.
Put yourself on that, Rory. You're almost full quieting on my side here. Good signal on our side. And if you want to say anything and be parked, you're more than free to come in and join us. Just having a little chat. The group did a special event in a nature center in Marine Park, Gateway National Park, this past Sunday. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, you saw that. I punched in K2IRT on QIZ.com, saw the card there, then I went to the MTA website, or some other website, and I saw information that you had done that.
All right, very good, very good. Well, anytime you hear the gang out here,
more than welcome to come in and join us there.
All right, Bill. Do we have any other additional check-ins to today's edition of the K2IRT group?
This is KB2VEQ.
And we have Val Chapman out there. Mr. C, how you doing?
Fine, Lobi. I heard you and Charlie in there. I didn't hear anybody else. I tried to wait a few minutes to see if anyone else was in there. Doing great. Can't complain. The weather's doing fine and just enjoying retirement. KB2VEQ, back over to you.
Well, Val, with this reorganization coming, I may be enjoying retirement sooner than I think, whether I want to or not, but we'll have to see. You know, I always complain I don't have enough time for radio. If I retire, I hope radio has enough time for me, good?
So you'll be busy taking care of this and that. You know, it's always something. For you, Lobi, you never stay still. You're always busy. But that's a good thing, too. You know, you don't want to let your mind go and lose your faculties, so staying busy and keeping your mind active is a positive thing. Over.
Especially in your home with a full refrigerator. You know the old saying, a waste is a terrible thing to mind. But we'll have to see you, Val. And Val, again, to you and the rest of the gang that were out here, thanks a lot. We had a good time there. We're just trying to sit down and figure out, you know, it's all over now. What would we like to do next? If you have any suggestions, we're more than willing to listen, guys.
Right now, Lobi, I'm in the middle of trying to get my daughter out of here as a way to college, and my other daughter wants to move into the city. So that'll be empty nest for us, and we may do some traveling, but I'll keep in mind if for other things to do, I'll check over here. I don't know if we're too close to a Whitestone group or whatever, but I can check over at Fort Totten and see if anything's happening over there, check with the either on the base or the park in that area and see if we can pull something off over there. Very nice bike trail there under the bridge right along the water. And seems like a really nice place to set up over there, Roger.
Yeah, I was down there earlier this year by the Verrazano there. That is a very pretty site there. You can get a high enough vantage point. It's an interesting place to set up an antenna. Maybe use the bridge as a reflector of some sort. But we'll have to see, like everything else. Try not to interfere with anything. I know that the KCRA has their Field A Floyd Benning Field, but I'm just curious where the rest of the gang are. They used to have a Field A over in Fort Hamilton, but I haven't heard anyone do that in a long time yet.
Fort Totten is actually at the foot of the Frog's Neck Bridge. I think you're thinking about Fort Wadsworth over there in Staten Island. But I was talking about Fort Totten. That's at the foot of the Frog's Neck Bridge, right over near Bell Boulevard and just off of the Clearview Expressway at the Frog's Neck.
You know, I can drive from New York to California to Canada. I get lost in my own backyard. Sorry about that, Val. We'll see. Like everything else, we'll see. We'll do some experimentation. But I did go to the Fort Wadsworth one. That's the one I was at with the radio. And did some working on 40 meters, and it seemed pretty decent over there. The only thing that will tell us is if you set up a proper antenna, find out what else is going on, 20 meters, 10 meters, and the rest. All right, Val, let's see if anyone else wants to join us, and then we'll go back to the top of the list. This is the K2IRT Transit Radio Group.
meeting here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock. If anyone would like to join us, come on in. Not hearing anything before we go to Charlie. Wally is setting up a meeting. We're going to get the group together the week of Labor Day. I think Labor Day is that September 1st, Monday the 1st. So we're going to get together on the 4th at the Power Control Center. As a notice, we'll go out already and just throw it on the calendar. We'll see what we're going to do. Have a nice little meeting there. And talk about the future. See what else we can dig up and do. Charlie, over to you. WB2YZX, get the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, and hello to Val. Good to see you again. Hear you rather. And, yeah, I mean, you were talking about Fort Hamilton earlier. Yeah, I know KCRA used to have their field day over there. Then on the other side of the bridge, on my side, you got Fort Wadsworth, which has got a few very nice high spots there, which kind of scoped out. I wouldn't mind operating from there. I don't know if you get a permit or something like that, but there's a lot of pretty good potential spots. And yeah, the problem the other day with the computer was not so much the noise. Laptop didn't work very well in bright sunlight. I just couldn't see this really thing. That was my biggest problem. I was set up for slow scan. I was able to receive a few pictures, but I couldn't even see the little mouse, the cursive on the mouse because of the brightness, but hey, you live and learn anyway, so just the same, it was a lot of fun. Back to you, Lobby.
You know what we could have done too, and this is always an option. We could always move inside. And we stayed outside because it was a nice day. We didn't know it was going to be that blasting with the sun over there. But if we ever had to go back there again for anything, we can go inside, and it should be just a little bit darker. Would that be better, Charlie?
My way, no complaints anyway. It was a lot of fun, and the idea too. We wanted people to come around and see what we were doing, and I think that worked out pretty well.
It sure did. All right, I'm just trying an experiment here too. I'm transmitting with the new antenna at high power, and I'm not even interfering with my TV. Isn't that nice? It's the little things that make me happy over here. Well, let's go up to Steve, W2FBR, and see what he's got coming down the pipes. Go on and see.
Okay, Lobby, W2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. Yeah, not a whole heck of a lot going on here, Lobi. The last couple of weeks, I wound up actually forgetting about the net. I ran out and got something to eat, and I totally forgot about it. So my apologies for not gracing the group with my melodious voice. And boy, I'm really going for a stretch on that one. But you're going to have to fill me in on what's going on with all this reorganization stuff, Lobi. I'm on vacation this upcoming week. And maybe I'll put a couple of rides in that week. Other other situations have stabilized, if you know what I mean. More on that when I speak to you. But anyhow, that's what happened to me the last couple of weeks. And they've got, I think it's number 14 wire for that extension cord. And I honestly don't think it's quite enough. I think it was just something that they lashed together and get things going. But the whole yard is a mess. They've got, like you said, they have power problems. They've got a diamond switch that's been out, and they don't intend to replace that until this coming winter or next spring. It's really past the point of stupid. It's insane. And all the moves in the yard, revolve around that one diamond crossover, and track department isn't going to do anything about it. So we've got to go all the way out in the portal, out in the tunnel by Dykeman Street, to change track from make moves from one side of the yard to the other. It's ridiculous. So the whole place is hanging on by its fingernails, Wolby. W2AXZ with the K2IRT group from W2FBR.
Hi, W2FBI, got the K2IRT group here. You sound just like the power operator I was with last Saturday. We were up in the tower, he had his lights out to conserve energy, and he's showing me all the switches that are out of service, locked and blocked, and he's lamenting over the same thing. Right now they're putting all their money into the trains and into the passenger stations. And they're letting the infrastructure rot again. It's a typical scenario, just like the 1960s and 70s. And they're setting themselves up for a fall. I've always told my guys that we're going to be known, at least my generation in the system there, we're going to be known for the group that brought the system back from the brink of destruction, just to let it turn to garbage again. And it's sad in a way. They're going to reorganize. Let me just drop it, and I'll tell you a quickie little story. Yeah, apparently they have 800 managers in various forms in the system, and they've made it known that they're going to bring it down to 600, which means 200 are going to go bye-bye. Now, they'll try to do it from the attrition, when people retire. They'll try to force people out and really make them retire. And then they'll reorganize and they'll move people around. Apparently, they're getting rid of all the generals and they're getting rid of all the assistant chiefs. So since I'm one of the 74 generals, hey, listen, it was a nice run for me. I've had... Going on 39 years on the job, so if they want to point me to the door, I just ask them that they give me 30 days, because it'll take me that long to move all my stuff to the Transit Museum, guys.
The sad thing about it is if I know the way this place works, just like any other... Government-run bureaucracy. They'll let all the people with the brains go, and keep the slackers around because they're easier to manipulate. So that's the only thing that I have to say on that. So I hope you don't get pointed to the door. I know you're enjoying what you're doing and having a good time, and believe me, I can relate to that. But after being there and after being there 22 years from the time I was a kid, it's hard not to think the way I just stated. Will be over.
I know. Well, I'll still be doing stuff for the museum no matter what. Matter of fact, they called me up the other day and
I had two tours set up for that New York Open House in October, and there's so many people that want to come to it, they called me up and they says, can we throw a third one in that day? So we'll do the New York Open House on the Saturday, and then that Sunday, the museum is running that Atlantic Antic, where they're going to bring all the old buses, we'll bring my old power truck, the old Frank and Finian test truck out there. So we'll get things together, and I'll have 2 days of that, and I think I'll have to take the next day off, because I'm going to be wiped. only so much I can do. All right, let's go down the road here. Before we continue, let's see if anyone else wants to join us. Again, this is the K2IRD group. Been heard on that. Let's see if Bill wants to come back and join us from New Jersey. Kilowatt 2WH, K2WH. It's all yours. Come on in. K2WH.
Up and heard on Bill, let's go back up to Val. You're going to have to leave your hands over the house, go ahead. Hey, I think you were calling me, right, Lovie? This is KB2VEQ, over.
Yeah, it's all yours, Val.
Okay, do you get it? Listen, I still haven't gotten my 160 antenna together yet, but probably next week I should be down near Delaware. I'll stop at the HRO. Hold on just a second. Ovi, let me come back to you guys. My little niece just came in. I just want to say hello to her and I'll get back to you.
All right, Val, remember the family comes first. All right, again, this is the K2IRT group meeting every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock unless we do the face-to-face meeting. Our next face-to-face meeting is going to be, I believe, September 4th, that Thursday. So if you don't happen to hear us on the air, we'll be doing the regular face-to-face meeting then. I said I'm working on my my stuff over here. I've got the camper ready for this Labor Day Tasmanian Day special event on 40 meters. We'll be out in there in the Floyd Bennett Field area. And then in September, I'm going to take a nice little ride up to the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Canadian border, and park my carcass there with Tom, KC8QGJ. I got WB1CEI. And quite a few other people from across the country that go there every year, and going to have a little fun. Just to get away, kick back, get nothing official, and hopefully Tom sends me out for another case of Canadian Club. And so back to Charlie, WB2YZX, K2IRT.
WB2YZX and Steven Val, and this New York thing should be interesting. Happens every so often. I'm sure you've seen it more times than I have, a lot more times than I have, but yeah, the rumor has it that just gonna, the rule of the day is it's just going to eliminate my job title, which means I probably I would go down a notch, which wouldn't be the end of the world, except I'd lose all my seniority. So we'll just see what happens anyway. So I'm at the point I ain't worried about these things anymore. So it's always interesting, though. All I know is we just, one way or another, we ain't going to end up with more work to do. When as it is, I'm saturated. It's just aren't enough hours in the day to do what has to be done. But sometimes I think this compass club is the only reason I show up for work every day. But I didn't hear from Wally all day today, which is unusual. He's been calling me at least once a day. But
I haven't heard from Ken in a while either. Hope his mom is all right. And let's see, that's about it for me, I guess.
Moment back to you, Logan. All right, Charlie, you get the K2IRT group. Wally is on vacation. He ran out, sent somewhere. He's going to go and be back on September 3rd. September 3rd, he's coming back. So I don't think we're going to hear from him for a couple of weeks at least. And but he'll be back for the meeting, and we'll get together and see what he did over those past couple of weeks. And you're right, as I said, they've changed names and titles over the years. And the biggest laugh we ever got was in the early 80s when we went from foreman to foreperson to leader to the maintenance supervisor. They called us everything under the sun. They were all trying to be politically correct. And, I don't care what they call me, as long as it's the end of every 2 weeks, I see that little plus sign on the bank book, and that's all I care about. But the new group that went in, they're hell-bent on tearing up the system and making these line managers. And the last meeting I went to, nobody wants to put in for these line managers because they're going to turn these line managers into slaves for the authority. And, I've done my share. I'm still doing my share in the power department. And it's a shame, too, because they are going to force out quite a few guys, like the 1970s when the Tier 1 kicked in. They're going to force a lot of knowledgeable people out, and who's going to hurt the people of New York again? It's going to turn into a pile. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens there. Yeah.
Coming out for a second there.
Well, this little radio must be doing good. It's not hissing or sizzling on the on a real antenna. So, only thing is, let me just peel this over here. I tell you, the heat sinks are really cooking back here, so it's one of the few times I actually ran this thing at full power. But as long as it works, I'm happy. So let's turn it over to Steve, W2FBR. Yeah, as I told the gang earlier, Steve, I'm running a new antenna outside of the house. Makes it a little easier for me to hear and be heard. Back to you, W2FBR, the K2AIT group.
My bridge works straightened out here. W2AXZ in the group, K2IRT group, W2FBR. In beautiful, in the Bay Shore area of New Jersey here in Keensburg. Yeah, well, I tell you, you've got, the only difference is when the Tier 1 guys came in, they literally came in as a flood and wiped out a sea of knowledge. And it's only because the kid in short pants, Mayor Lindsay made the old-timers an offer that they couldn't refuse, and he didn't realize it, so. But boy, I tell you, I know my department certainly suffered from that whole thing, and we've never recovered, so. They're going to have these line managers. From what I understand, this whole bit with the line managers, they are going to be responsible for everything on that line. They're going to be responsible for not only transportation or RTO or whatever you want to call it now. They're going to be responsible for stations. They're going to be responsible for tracks, signals, power. They're going to be overseeing every single thing. And, in a way, from all the nonsense that I've seen in my department alone, it's a fight for the low end of the food chain as far as station department and transportation, or RTO. This is just, in a way, a zone trainmaster reincarnated to do a lot more with, you know, a lot less, with a lot less. And I tell you, it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out. But in all honesty, Lobi and anybody else here that's employed by the Evil Empire, you know, all I want to do is do what I have to do within my 8 hours without having a spotlight on me and just very quietly go home, and that's it. The one thing that I have left going for me, Lobi, as you all know, is the museum equipment, which I was moving around in the yard today, getting everything in place for my week's vacation, so the equipment isn't in the way of the main shop. So, you know, that's the one thing that I have left going for me, and I know you can relate to that, working with the museum itself, with the power equipment. So, that's my last real holdout and enjoyment. After that, everything is the same old stuff, you know. The bosses come and the bosses go. We've gone through several generations of this just in 22 years. They come and go and they scream and holler and they want to make changes, and after they're gone, I'm still here. So that's, at the end of the day, that's a wonderful thing. W2AXZ in the group. This is W2FBR.
KC2ERR, listen. Bronx, New York,
portable. 2ZQ, back with you.
We have a new check in, 2 there, and KC2ERR, is that correct?
Roger, I was in the middle of a demolition now. I'm done with it, so I'm able to sit the brief with y'all guys a little bit.
Hey, welcome aboard KC2ERR. But just to make a comment on Steve there, yeah, you're right. As I said, I've been going on 39 years, and we've seen them come and go. But we're the last of the generation of Tier 1. There's just a handful of us left. And apparently we're the expensive group. We were costing them money. So if they're looking to try to get rid of the rest of the Tier 1, knowing them, they'll do everything in their power to force us out. And if we do, fine. As I said, I've got so much ahead of me to do that it's going to start with a nice long vacation. And, of course, I'll have the ASU 857 in the car, and I'll put this ICOM 756 Pro 3 in the camper then. I might as well take the good radio with me. And I'm going on tour myself. All right, Steve, hold on a second. Let's pick up the new station here and see what he has to say now. KC2ERR, come on in. You got the K2IRT.
I see where you're coming from. I work for the Port Authority, and right now my union has decided that they want us to put us in prevailing wages. But the problem is that we don't belong in prevailing wages because we don't do construction. So we have a problem with that, you know, and I know where you're coming from.
It's always strange, you know, things happen in cycles. And when they have a system that seems to be working, someone comes out of left field and they think they're going to make things better. Sometimes it does, but most times it don't. Go ahead.
No, they got a plan. And they got a master plan. It's just that you don't know the plan yet. I know for a fact the Port Authority is doing a lot of changes, and they want to get rid of the benefits. That's the main thing that's hurting them. So they're doing everything possible to not give us the money, even though they try it broke and say, oh, you know, we didn't have no money, we need the money. They got rid of all the limousines, and they got $8 in the fare, and they still, we don't have no contract. So I know where you're coming from. There's a lot of big changes going around right now. So you just gotta, I would say fight together, because if not, y'all are gonna break up.
You know, one interesting thing to note, and over the years I've seen it, and many people have seen it too, is the simple thing of Labor Day. They used to have a Labor Day parade in the 60s and 70s, and thousands and thousands of people, the labor unions all showed up, and they marched down whichever Fifth Avenue, and they did their thing. And then over the years, it got less and less. Nobody bothered paying any attention to it, to where they don't call it the Labor Day weekend anymore. It's the West Indian Day weekend. So the only parade that we're attending right now, and the only parade that transit really watches out for, is the thing up on Eastern Parkway in Utica, when they have the floats and the bands. And that's like a pre-Thanksgiving Day parade. As I said, the union membership's got 2 lakh. You see what happens in the car companies there. You're right about them cutting the benefits. They're trying to cut everything as much as possible. That our future is going to be flipping hamburgers for McDonald's or working for Walmart for $5 an hour and no benefits. And it is a shame. It is a shame, man. Okay, stay with us. By the way, what's your name out there, please?
Angel over here. Angel in the Bronx.
And Angel, Bob Alobi over here. Larry Oscar Bravo Yankee, everybody calls me. I'm the only one with 2 first names here. All right, let's pick up Val. Val came back from his knees. KB2VEQ, come on in, Val. How's everything go? How's she doing?
I'm doing excellent. My sister-in-law's birthday is coming up next week, and my niece, and they are from Boston, and they came and picked up another niece I have around the corner. So the girls would have a good time together, and they picked them up and heading back to Boston. So I wanted to say hello to them before they left and got on the road. So they're doing fine, and you know, everything is well on that end. So I forgot exactly what we were in the middle of a couple of conversations I was listening to, but yeah, it's one of the things that I found also when things start changing, and I had my time in my 30 years. I said, well, you know, it was time to get out, and because I was a level 2, I wasn't limited to a fixed salary like the superintendent. I made a little more than my superintendent, so with packing 3 years of hitting maximum on the overtime, I got out when the getting was good. So I saw the handwriting on the wall and said, hey, this is the time. But I hope you guys fare well, and I know they have a lot of managers that are pushing papers around and just really just the BS. Operation people, if they start getting rid of them, they're crazy. But, you know, I just can't understand how they can just block a switch and ignore it and say that that's it. I mean, there are many ways that they can take a few cross ties and secure the thing and a welding machine and weld up the point of the frogs and whatnot and get it into a position. I mean, I put together switches when I was in track right from the scrap pile and made them work for any of the stuff that we had over in 38th Street Yard and Coney Island Yard. So I know if you have an ambitious level 2 supervisor, he could fix that up and have a couple of welders come out and patch that thing together where you could use it. It's just like you're saying, all that's left is the dummies and the few ones that don't give a darn, and so, you know, this is what's left over there. Sad to see that. I knew when I first started, I was pulling cut spikes and straightening them out to reuse it, but I hate to see that ever come back again. I know most of the elevator structure have fiberglass walkway. Wasn't like when I was there when the boards were so rotten, people were falling through. But I was there when they had averaging one train a month jumping off the tracks because of neglect and deterioration. I hate to see that again. but you know, we don't know how far this is going to go, and if you're going to ever get any federal money again. Everybody's been, including the federal government, is in the hole, so we just don't know exactly what's going to happen in this new election.
Well, as I said, we will find out in January who's going to take the White House. But you know something? That it really doesn't matter who's in the White House, because this is all state and local here. We're at the mercy of Wall Street. And like any other good government, they spend beyond their means. And when the money stops, all hell breaks loose. And then they start panicking. You know, I've never yet, in all the years I've been there, have seen them put anything away. You know, didn't put anything away for a rainy day. It's always been, you've got to spend every penny or they'll take it away from you. And that's happened to us many a time. That's happened to us many a time where if we did anything under budget, instead of rolling the money over into another project that would have helped out or some other operating thing, they take the money away and it's gone. And that's what happened at 207th Street. Hold on, let me try to drop this for a second. You see, Johnny T and I are going to form a consulting firm when we get out. And John picked the perfect name. The name is going to be We Told You So Consulting Firm. We told you so, because over the years, I was just talking to Steve about the little blackout we had at 207 Street. They were supposed to replace the high tension up there years ago. They were supposed to replace the transformer houses years ago. And there was this plan to give us a break, or at least in the substation, to help out. And they put money aside until they came up with a grandiose scheme. No, 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 we're going to clean up the yard and build a whole new train yard up there. We'll roll the power system into that. Beautiful. So, they gave up the money for the high-tension switchgear. And as fast as the money was given up, you get the phone call, oh no, they just canned the yard project. So they lost the breaker. No money for the yard breaker. No money for the yard. So we've been telling them for many years now that, you know, you're hanging on thumbnails and it's just going to take one big bang and your lights are going to go out. And sure enough, that's what happened last Friday. They had that wicked storm up in Upper Manhattan. We think the lightning got in. It zapped two of the Con Edison 13,000 volt feeders and took the yard out and destroyed the breaker. Now the panic is ensuing. All the phone calls from all the big forces are finger pointing and saying, well, we got to do something. And I just sit back and I tell them, you should have done it years ago. We told you so. All right, let's go to the top of the list. This is the K2IRT group. Come on in, Charlie. WB2YZX.
QA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, I remember when I first became MS1, the only, seniority-wise, was naturally at the bottom, so I picked the only day job left open, which was the storeroom for my department, which had been, which was a disaster, but the biggest complaint my bosses had at the time was that I was not ordering enough, I was not spending enough money, because if you don't spend it, you lose it. And, so to this day, I went on a spending spree and all this kind of stuff I bought that I didn't need is still there. So go figure. Back to you.
You can't take it on.
I think what we should do is just order about 1,000 feet of 213 or 8U, or we'll pick a nice number. One of the better cables there, and we'll assign it to K2IRT. I have to do something with it somewhere.
Hey, Charlie, you know, we can always talk and we can always smile over it, but it's just a shame. You know, the people in New York are being snookered again. But, you know, we're the insiders, so we'll put up with it. We'll put a smile on our face if we don't laugh first and keep on going. Call over to Steve, W2SBR, who's in the middle of, I think you're having your dinner now, go ahead.
No, I haven't had it yet. I don't have the heart to sign out and leave you guys. It's been a couple of weeks since I've checked in, so no, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait till Annette is over, and in the process, while I'm reading the mail here and riding along with you guys, I've been doing some of that famous monthly paperwork. So getting that out of the way. Proby, when did you say that you were going to go see Mobile out there again at Floyd Bennett Field? What shift are you going to take on the 72-2 on the 30th? Have you hammered that out yet?
I'm getting the first shift. I'm getting the 8 to 9 o'clock. So I'm going to stay out there pretty much the whole day. I worked it out with the Parks Department and the Rangers out there, and they're going to let me bring the camper out there, and I'll have my Honda generator fired up. I might even bring the Ameritron. I may bring the power amp to put a little fire in the wire. I just want to check it and see what the peak load is, because I only have 13 amps to play with. So even though it's a 2,000-watt generator, it's got some limitations there. I can see me calling CQ and I blow the generator out yet.
You'll feel right at you know, kicking back and watching all your power blow up on you. So that should make you feel right at home. That would probably blow a breaker, an overload breaker on the thing. So. I tell you, we can go on about this for hours, but the system is so loaded down, so top heavy with management, and I think what really drives many of us crazy is that. You know, the real railroad men are gone. There's no common sense left. And the only people that are going to be left are the ones that are the puppeteers for the extreme upper echelon of spread. You know, the guys that have been around the block for a few years, you know, that know the real deal, that have been keeping the place together, are going to be the ones that are going to get harassed out of the system. And I see that in my department all the time. Anyone that's any good, that really knows what they're doing, that really, really cares, winds up getting buried in a cubicle, you know, up in Westchester Yard or 2 Broadway or 130 Livingston Street, you know, in a corner of some main task that basically keeps them out of the way. You know, because the people running the system don't have any knowledge, they don't have any clue, so anyone that's below them that actually shows any sense of intelligence is a threat to them. So let's bury them in a cubicle someplace in some mundane department, counting paperclips and being a, you know, staff analyst, you know, glorified staff analyst. So. Yeah, steady. The old days have been gone for over 40 years, and you know the reason why the system was able to stay afloat back in the late 60s into the 70s and the 80s is because you had real railroad people that were able to improvise and keep the system going. Now, and with the new technology equipment now that's running around out there,
Well, need I say more? God help you when you have a failure, because you're going to have the hopeless leading the clueless with technology that they won't know how to handle. So it'll be the R44 and 46 all over again. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR, off the soapbox again.
W2FBR, got the K2IRD group there. Wasn't it once years ago Isaac Asimov wrote a science fiction novel about a race of people who got so technically advanced that they lost the ability to do anything with the equipment? Of course, they made some type of equipment that took care of everything in their lives. And they didn't have, they lost the ability to do the repairs. And then the machines took over, and when the machines started failing, that race of people disappeared because they starved, they froze, because they couldn't, they just couldn't take care of themselves. That's what's happening nowadays. You've got a plethora of MBAs and doctorates and everything else, and there's a little bit of a shortage of plumbers out there, so just be careful when you're around someone's like you. Let's go over to K2WH, give him one last call. This will be the 73 round. Bill, you're still with us, K2WH.
Yeah, Lovie, I think somebody else was coming in there, but anyway, I'll just say my goodbyes and say 73 to one and all. Good to hear you guys out on the net again this week, and I look forward to hearing you next week. This is KB2, VEQ and clear.
Hey Val, throw that Thursday, September 4th, I believe, on the calendar. That's when we're going to do our face-to-face at 53rd Street. So come on down, grab a cup of coffee, and maybe we'll have a couple of goodies and a couple of goodie stories while we're at it. KC2ERR. Angel, come on in. It's the 73 round.
Well, I got a little traffic. I'm looking for a few guys to study for the extra class test. I'm going to start doing little projects with building radios, circuitries, and I need other people to join in so we can hammer the test out. My license expired next year, and I want to be able to at least take the test and pass it for the first time. I think I'm going to do good because I do, I'm an electrician I do electrical, so the circuitry for radios could be no problem, I think. And that's the biggest problem. So, if anybody out there that wants to join me in, we can set it up eventually. I'm going to try to, you know, get some guys together, and hopefully we'll set aside one day and we'll set a group on certain things on, you know, on the test, and we're going to go over it and learn about the whole test and make it easy for us. So if anybody's interested, let me know. KC2ERR.
Oh, Angel, that's a darn good idea. That's a darn good idea. Because I know, we have our K2IRT group, and even though we have a monthly meeting, just once a month, face-to-face isn't enough to do any studying. But if you do decide to set something up like this, keep me in mind. All our information is on QRZ, so if you look up K2IRT, you've got my email. My email is wa2axz@arrl.net. So if you happen to set up anything, you're talking about setting up anything, I'd love to be part of it.
What I want to do is set up people who want, who are interested, pick a day on a repeater, and then from there on, we'll select the people, the project, the talks about radios, antennas, grounds, regulations. Everybody's gonna get a project, and they're gonna study it, and they're gonna bring it to the group, and then that's gonna be the talk of that day. So we can make it easy. Everybody pick a subject, and if anybody has a problem on that, then we can go over it until we all get it right, and then, you know, that'll be all. I figure maybe an hour or so. I would like more in a week, you know, two times a week, so if I can find a couple people and we can all get together and we can delegate the project. I'm willing to do, because I'm, like I said, I want to do this. I did the test for electrical, but I did, I split it up in pieces because it was so much information, and that's how I was able to pass the test.
Good. That is a wonderful idea there. So, yeah, just keep our K2IRT group in mind there, because always looking for a way of doing it, and I think that would be an ideal way of just doing it on the air. Get more participation on 2 meters, too. Get more people out of the woodwork and off their dust and back on the radio where they belong there. Hey, Angel, it's been great talking to you. And we're going to talk to you again. If you have a chance to get on 40 meters, we have the Rad Chewers group from 9 to noon every weekday, and from 8:15 to noon and beyond on Saturdays on 7272. You're more than happy to join in. Yeah, come on, join the party. And at nighttime, we have a group on 160 meters. A little rough. The guys that don't have the big antennas, but at 160 meters, we're on 1871, starting about 9 o'clock, so it should have started a few minutes ago with Tom, KCATDJ. So, again, got a good group of guys out there, always willing to talk ham radio. Okay, Angel, thank you very much. Let's give it up to Charlie one last time, WB2YZA.
Well, 73s, I'm gonna head into the house.
Yeah, not much else on this end, so let me just say goodbye to everyone, and looking forward to see those pictures when you get a chance. And reminds me, I gotta send some to Abe also. He was asking for some field day pictures and whatnot, so maybe I'll put them on a CD and send them over to him. All right, good night, all. I'm going to be on the side. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Good night.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for everything. Good night.
All right, good night. And Charlie, get in. Just shipping this mail to remind you with everything going on out there. I'm just hoping that quiet enough that I can just jump on it and I'll get this thing right out of here.
Hey,
we'll go. All right, let's see if Steve has anything else to say. W2SBR.
Okay, Lobby, Charlie, Val, Angel, W2SBR. No, nothing anymore. I realized what time it was when I was making my that last transmission before Lobie, so, anyway, is the eyeball session, on the 4th going to be the usual 5 o'clock, on the PM, over?
Yep, and go to Bowl 53rd Street.
Okay, alright, I put all this stuff on the calendar. I was, multitasking, paperwork in the calendar and making a note of some of these things, so we'll see how things go. But if you're in the office tomorrow, Lobby, maybe I'll give you a call here from the house. So anyway, everyone have a good night, 7 degrees, and God bless to all, and I'll catch you guys in here next Thursday night. So everyone be well. Take care. WA2AXZ with group, this is W2FR listening out.
That sounds good, Steve. Yeah, I should be in the office tomorrow unless something big happens. They had a big meeting today, and they didn't give me the information about what the latest disaster is coming down the pipe. So we just have to sit back and wait for something to come by. Please be good, and have a good night there. Let's see if Al is still with us to put a lid on it, and then away we go. Yay, because he's due. Al already cleared out. Just want to thank everybody for stopping by today in this edition of the K2IRT group. Again, if anyone has questions or comments, just check out K2IRT on QRZ, and you've got all the contact numbers and names for the email and the like. And we'll be more than happy to get back to you there. And again, thanks to everybody that run the repeater there for allowing us the use of the hour for our little get-togethers. All right, guys. Everybody have a great night, a safe night, and we'll catch everybody at work either tomorrow or back in the net this coming Thursday. Get WA2AXZ here for the K2IRT.